I want to welcome everyone to another wonderful edition to Saturday AM Live. Happy New Year to everyone, and I cannot help but think of a better topic than what do we call them in the world? Resolutions, right? I like to call it setting goals, or more specifically in our family, we call them attainable goals. And but for the sake of being an Ekin Wellness Consultant, we're going to call it Tweaking the Five Pillars. The Five Pillars of Health is one of those things that is a core philosophy at Ekin. It always has been something that once I grasped the concept of it, once I understood how powerful the Five Pillars of Health are, not just as a motto, but as a core philosophy of what drives this company. When you truly understand what it means to live by the five pillars of health, then you truly will be a success in life. And that is figuring out and constantly tweaking and modifying our lives so that we live in balance and harmony with the five areas, which is a healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances, healthy society, and healthy family. And then a lot of us throw in, you know, the sixth one, which would be considering, you know, healthy spiritual environments. What are we doing spiritually? Or that literally can be the center, the core of those five, if you're looking at it on a wheel perspective. And it's one thing just to say, hey, well, those are our, you know, those are our, that's our motto, that's our philosophy, and those are kind of some suggestions that we like to live by. It's another thing to take it to another step. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this morning, is taking that to another step, putting some things on paper. When we attend Humans Being More and we graduate from that two-day course, we put together what's called a life cycle. And that is, for a lot of us, it's a fun time of cutting out pictures and writing things down. However, if you really understand the power of a goal written down, in Habakkuk, in the Old Testament, it talks about, Dave Stoltz had this in the very first page of his world-famous Getting Started manual years ago that we used as before Ekin even had a manual to go by. He had a scripture in there, and it simply said, you write it down, you make it plain, so others can see and will follow. And that's, I believe, one of the things that separates those who want to be leaders and the true leaders in network marketing today. Because I know, and I forget the author who said it this way, and I'm loosely paraphrasing, but a goal or a vision that's not written down is nothing more than merely a wish. And if we don't take the time to jot some things down, get them in paper, keep them in front of us, on our refrigerator right now, along with all the other Christmas cards, which will come down in the next couple days, there's a picture, and I don't know where Stacy found this picture, but there is a picture of a, I'm going to guess about a 3 or 4 year old Ethiopian girl. And that is right there anytime we go to the refrigerator, which is the most popular door opened in any household in America or anywhere in the world for that matter. There is a picture of that little girl. And why is that in front of ours? Because it's in the forefront of our minds, because that's one of our goals, our attainable goals for this year. And I was on the phone with Jack Zufelt the other day, and if you've never read Jack's book, The DNA of Success, I highly, highly recommend it, especially as a graduate of Humans Being More, but to see what we can do when we put things on paper. And he said, you know, Vance, you need to come up with a statement. And so he sat there and played around with words, and he said, okay, how about this one? Addison is mine in 2009. And I thought, well, that was pretty creative of him, just, you know, right off the cuff. But our next daughter will be coming from Ethiopia, so what do? We put it on paper. We put that picture in front of us. And this week we just completed the last of the paperwork, and in the next few days it'll be out of our hands and off to the people that process it. But that's just one of the areas. So what I'm going to do is I've got Molly Chung and Joe Dekoff and Penny Royce on the line right now, and there might be some others that will join us, but I know the three of you guys have stepped up to the plate, and you have said, Vance, I want to share my five goals, the tweaking of the five pillars that I'm working on this year. I want to share with the rest of the group, and if you guys are game, I'd like to, as a discussion format here, I'd like to simply say, hey, well, could we tweak that a little bit here and put some meat to it? In other words, put some practical steps to it, because, okay, here's what I don't want, and here's what I think so many of us miss when we say, well, I'm going to, a healthy body, okay? I'm going to lose 15 pounds this month, okay? Molly and Penny and Joe, you guys are all at your ideal weight, or if you say you're not at your ideal weight, you're at least close enough. Is that an attainable goal?
Say that again, how much?
I'm going to lose 15 pounds this month.
You? As a person?
Yeah. Is that an attainable goal for Vance?
No.
Okay.
Why not?
Because
you're in good shape.
Because I'm in good shape. Thank you for the compliment, Molly. Why else, Joe?
Well, I was going to say somebody else's goal of wanting to lose 15 pounds obviously would not be yours, because if you lost 15 pounds, people would be concerned about your health.
Yes.
They would be, you're anorexic.
Okay. Okay.
Are we giving the wrong answers?
What if I, instead of weighing 148, what if I weighed what I weighed a few years ago, which is 182, and I said, I want to be at my ideal weight by the end of this month, and I'm going to lose 34 pounds?
No, not good.
Okay, not good, not attainable,
not healthy.
Yeah, not healthy, okay? So again, see, this is where I'm getting at. We put these resolutions out there, you know, or I'm going to quit this, I'm going to give up this. And I might have mentioned this last week on the call, I don't think I did, but one of our guest speakers at church two Sundays ago said it this way. You know, he talked about used to being a binge eater. And I'm not going to focus all this morning just on healthy body, but just to kind of as a drive the point home. And he said, you know, I gave that up because I realized that wasn't healthy for me. And he said another thing I'm in the process of overcoming is the addiction to caffeine. And he said, as of today, I've been caffeine-free for 30 days. And everybody clapped and applauded, and he looked at us and after a long pause and said, well, not in a row. And everybody had that same response as well, because he's like, you think I'm nuts? You think I'm crazy? You can't give up caffeine for 30 days in a row. And he's quite a high-strung individual. And I talked to him after the service, and it reaffirmed that, you know, the humor that he puts in everything. But we have to set attainable goals. And I really, really believe that if we want to succeed, not only as a Nikan wellness consultant, but to succeed in life, we got to. So you guys have seen these, because I typed these up a couple weeks ago, and I'm just going to read through mine, and then I'm going to stop talking, and then we're going to hear from Joe, and we're going to hear from Molly, and we're going to hear from Penny, and not necessarily in that order. But in the area of healthy body, and you guys, if something jumps out at you and you want to steal mine, I give you full permission. And if you don't want to, then that's fine. But in the area of healthy body, I am closer today than I was yesterday of having the body God designed for me. Okay? In the area of healthy mind, I am reading and relaxing every morning to allow my brain to function properly. Healthy finances. I'm learning how to be more frugal and content with what I have. In the area of healthy society, I am balancing my time better so I can serve others who need a helping hand. And the last one, healthy family, I am seizing every opportunity to invest in my wife and daughters to make memories. Now, some of those are specific and some of those are general. However, I know in the ones that are specific, they kind of have a sub-list, which I'm not going to get into on mine, but they have if those are numbered, then there's A, B's, and C's behind those to break them down even more, okay, like with, being closer to my idea, having closer to the ideal body that God designed me to have. Well, am I eating 2 cups of ice cream or a pint of, you know, Ben and Jerry's at night before I go to bed? No. Did I used to? Yes. Okay? Not any longer. Okay? Am I drinking the right amount of water every day? Absolutely. am I doing 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups every morning? Well, most mornings. Some mornings I don't feel like it, so I only do 75, you know, something like that. But again, we have to be targeted up. So, Penny, I'm going to put you in the lineup first.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
so,
I've been doing a lot of thinking about what did I need to do to get my business really moving forward on a faster track. And one of the things that I realized, many of you as a team with your spouse attend events, go to Humans Being More together, set your goals together, and start out your year on the same track. Well, my husband has been very supportive of me, but just said, I am not interested in the business part. So he refers people to me. He helps me with the horses so that I can do events, and he's there putting them in or doing whatever. But all of a sudden, it hit me. I had never really sat down with him and said, what are our goals for Army Can business this year? And he looked at me and he said, well, what do you mean? I said, where do you want this business to take us? What would you like it to provide our family? And he was just dumbfounded. He had never to think about it. And there have been times that because he doesn't go to, you know, when we attend events, we get our batteries recharged. We develop the relationships that are so nurturing, that keep us excited, that help us, you know, keep that vision in front of us. Well, he's never done this. And there are times when I have events to go to, or I get phone calls that I can tell he's annoyed. And then I kind of get this, you know, we've been married almost 40 years. Wouldn't you think that we would have worked out a better communication system about something that affects our life so profoundly?
Rather than just giving you that look or giving that kind of that, again, is that what you're talking about? Yeah, okay. I thought ours was the only home that we had that happen.
No, you know, when we have trainings, he'll say, if you don't know it by now, you're never going to know it. No, it doesn't work that way. You know, I've been a hygienist for 42 years, and I still go to continuing ed classes. I have one this Wednesday. So you have to keep going. And I said, no, it doesn't work that way. But he didn't really understand. So we sat down together, and we talked about specific goals. You know, the auto program, the home program, my vision of you know, getting everybody that I talk to into a wellness home. So it was just, it was so freeing for both of us. So we talked about what we'd like. And then he said, okay. So he's a businessman. He said, all right, so what do you have to do that? And so he took me right down the path. You know, we tell people, you know, what is your vision? Then you have to have a plan. And then you have to go out and do it. So he looked at me and he said, well, then that's what you need to do. And it was so obvious that this is something that should have been done 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when we got in McCann, we didn't get in it for a business. We got in it to be a wholesale customer so we could get products wholesale, and that was it.
Sure.
So we never talked about this. And then, you know, a year and a half later, when Matt called and said, you know, you've kind of got a business going here. I never brought him on board because I didn't really, see, it wasn't something that I had envisioned myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of happening. God works in wonderful ways, you know. So he sent me this wonderful boat called McCann, and at first, you know, we didn't jump on.
Yeah.
And then I jumped on. And then he kind of paddled along behind, just supporting me. But now, I think, and perhaps it's because of the economy, some of the changes. We have a Baskin and Robbins. We've had four, and we're downsizing, and we're down to one. And, of course, our business has really been impacted. But my husband is also really concerned about his employees.
Wow. Now, that's a step in the right direction, to have an employer, managing and running restaurants, to actually be concerned about their welfare, because you cannot survive on a Baskin and Robbins salary. Schlepping ice cream is not something that you can save up enough money to put a down payment on a house, usually.
No, well, he's very good to his employees, but he's looking at what if he has to start cutting hours.
Mm-hmm.
There have been some stores that have not been able to make their ice cream payments, so the dairy is not delivering ice cream anymore. So he's seeing a bigger picture of how quickly things can change and how the domino effect, you know, works its way down the line.
Sure.
And so all of a sudden he's realizing that this business opportunity is really a gift that you have to offer others. But if you're sitting in your living room, you know, they don't fall out of the sky in your lap. And so if you're sitting in your living room, you're not able to share it. I mean, unless, of course, you're doing it in-home.
Right. So let me nail you down here to put some feet to this, Penny. In the arena of the five pillars, when you and Everett sit down and figure out what can be tweaked, because you guys, for a lot of factors, right? There's a lot of people out there that, can I just be brutally honest, that even as Nikan Wellness Consultants, even as successful Nikan Wellness Consultants, some of us are still not living balanced lives. And what I mean by that, we're just simply out of balance. If I had to look at myself and say which area that I'm out of whack on, it would be the arena of healthy society. Donating too much of my time, volunteering too much, too many different areas, people asking me to do things, and I'm learning tactically how to say, if not no, right up front. Let me think about that for a while, and I'll get back to you. I learned that from a book actually by a pastor up in Puyallup, right down the road from Penny, Leadership Lock. Great, great book, and I've forgotten the author's name right now. But at any rate, Penny, what are you and Everett doing to look at the five pillars and say, hey, in these five areas, in order for our business to succeed, in order for us to be better examples for others, here's where we're tweaking.
Well, I guess that's a good question. I mean, we work out at a gym, and I'm an equestrian, and I have a boarding facility, so and he works out, and we walk together, so body-wise, you know, I think we were okay there. Mind-wise, we do a lot of reading, and I think we're growing in that area. Family was one of the areas that I think I'm going to be changing because I'm going to be putting in, you know, I sit down with my calendar and I have my church times, but I'm going to be actually scheduling more concrete family times. And then I will work my Nikan around that. We have three grandchildren, and one of them is a five-year-old little boy that's been recently diagnosed as ADD. And my daughter's feeling a little overwhelmed, and because Gage responds so well to me, she feels like she needs more support from me with him. And so that's one area that we, both my husband and I, are going to be spending more time with him. So that's one area that we're tweaking.
Okay.
As far as our community, I've been a 4-H leader for 25 years, but a year ago I gave up my club, and I told Ev, I've been getting calls asking me to come do workshops and things, and he's going, now you're not going to get back in that. And I said to him, and I said, you know, this is my giving back, and I will schedule, you know, as called. I mean, I will have balance. I'm not going to go overboard. But I will schedule workshops, you know, to help these kids.
Sure.
So he was okay with that. So now when someone calls, I won't get that, what do I say? Because I'm like you, you know, Vance, I've had to say, you know, let me look at my calendar, see how things are stacking up here, and I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that that's healthy in all five of the areas. When somebody asks, hey, you know, I know you're into wellness, and I was thinking about starting a running group. You know, would you like to do this with me every morning at 5:30? Ooh, as attractive as that sounds, I think I'm going to have to pass. You know, some things we don't have to meander around in our minds to decide whether or not, you know, we're into it. But other areas, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, at the local Y, where a few of us are going to get together and start swimming on a regular basis, you know, in the evenings. Well, now that sounds a little more attractive to most of us, and if swimming is something you enjoy doing, well then, you know, you want to do it. But Penny, like you're saying, is that there are certain parameters, and as Larry Prophet has taught us years ago, freedom is greatest when the boundaries are clearly defined. We have to know what those parameters are, we have to know what those boundaries are, so that we will enjoy freedom in all five areas. And, you know, and so, Penny, I hope you understand, I'm not putting you on the spot, but I really want for people to understand, there's besides the four of us, there's 90 other folks here that are listening in, and I think that it's crucial, if we'll take some time to jot some things on paper. So, Penny, anything else that you wanted to share before I move on to...
thank you. I don't want to take a lot of time, but I want to tell you this. I was on my computer last night, and I received an email from a 4-H leader, and she's calling a meeting this coming Wednesday of like-minded people who are concerned about health issues, what's happening in our country in health. And then she just put down, you know, do you need to buy organic? What about our water? What's the obesity issue? I mean, she's rattling this whole thing off. And she said, I really don't have an agenda. I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm concerned. And anybody that's interested, I reserved a room at the library. So I emailed back, and I, you know, because she said, well, you know, let me know if you can come. So I emailed back and said, you know, absolutely, I'll be there. This is really a pressing concern for me, too. But I thought, how interesting. This is just, and when I say just a mom, I mean,
mm-hmm.
she's not in a network marketing company. She's not in the health field.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, her sense of reality is that we're really in trouble.
Sure.
You know? So
sure.
I thought that was very interesting.
Penny, I like to know how things are going. It sounds, that's something that I can do
mm-hmm.
in my area to create opportunities or forum to talk about. This is
I think it'll be very interesting to see, you know, what, and I'm just going to sit back and listen and let people create, you know, the scene for what their concerns are, where the problems are. But anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting that it, you know, the concern, the level is there, and despite the economy, people are realizing this is what is really important.
Mm-hmm. People will, we saw a blurb, was it last night? I think it was, that, this will kill me. And you guys, sorry, I'm just going to preface by saying, if I'm not attacking you, I think the mindset of, especially as Americans or as North Americans, we are so warped in the area of healthy body, and one of the local news channels last night aired a story that was national because this research has been done. And you guys are going to understand the absurdity of this when I make the comment as they did, but it was a lead-in to before they went to the commercial break of what was coming next. And they said, you know, some new information has come out to actually give us a reason why Americans are in such poor physical shape that some research has just been tabulated and discovered. Well, they come back from the commercial break and they said, well, it's because of the economy. People can't afford wellness. They can't afford to eat healthy. They can't afford to exercise. And my wife looks at me and she said, so what was our excuse before? What was the reason why we gave as, you know, the problem before the economy? So 6-8 months ago, why was it that, you know, 65% of Americans are overweight? Why is it that we have the, you know, we lead all these things? So, it, you know, if we want to fall into the mode of excuses, any excuse will do. Or it's like the reading today from Oswald Chambers, dreaming about a thing in order to do it properly is right, but dreaming about it when we should be doing it is wrong. If we continue to think about it and dream about something that we know needs to be implemented, and we're even talking about it to other people, when we should be taking steps to make it happen, well, then we're wrong every single time. So, Molly, you spoke up there, and then we'll finish off with Joe. What are some of the areas for you? And Molly, if you didn't hit *4 on your phone, I need you to do that because you've got one of those quieter voices that's tough to hear.
Vance, I'm here too.
Okay, good morning, Steve.
Kathy's here too.
Okay, good morning, Kathy. Well, now you guys come out of the woodwork.
No, I had my phone on mute. And I was here.
So well, let's take advantage of Steve, Kathy, and Joe. So, Molly, in a couple minutes or less here, pick one of the five. Of the five pillars, mind, body, finances, society, and, what did I forget, finances? Molly, which one are you working on the most at tweaking to be in balance? Or do you have one?
It's both the mind and the finance, but I take mine. Before I do that, I would like Penny forward the information to Vince, and then Vince forward to me. Is that okay? I'd like to know everything, what is going on with that project.
So, in other words, Penny, if you've got the information with that project, type me an email and I'll forward it on to Molly when you get it. So, Molly, you said healthy finances and healthy mind.
Yes.
Let's pick one. Which one do you think is the most out of balance that in 2009 you want to focus in on?
Well, it is not out of balance. It is strengthening, and I think everything... To direct our activities directs our results. So I take mine.
Okay. Okay. So what are some of the things? And I love the way that you came back at me and said it's not out of balance. It needs to be modified. It needs to be tweaked a little bit to make it better. Because if we continually to berate our own selves. And say, well, I'm out of balance in this area, and I was just a wreck. You know, if I went around telling people that, physically, I got some things and definitely I've got to work on, they'll look at me like I've got, dumber than a box of rocks, because it's not true. Because physically, however, there are still some things I can tweak. My love affair with dark chocolate, okay, which seems to be a love affair for a lot of people. I need to tone that down, rather than eating half a bag of, dark Hershey dark chocolate kisses every night before I go to bed. I need to tone that down to like a quarter of a bag. Okay, you guys, I don't do that, all right? Maybe one or two or three during the day, the entire day. However, it's like, do I really need that one or two or three? No, I really don't. So I can tone that down. So... Molly, answer this question. What are you doing, what are you implementing this year to take healthy mind to a new level for you?
Affirmation. I have not been doing it on a regular basis, but I'm going to kill myself to do it every morning.
Okay.
So I say I'm grateful and happy that I have positive people around me. Run with me the race to bring people to know God and meet God, as well as run the race to inspire people and show them the tools to improve health and financial well-being.
Uh-huh.
So that's my intention. I must do that every morning and before bedtime.
Okay. Absolutely crucial. Absolutely crucial. Because where we're going to be, Molly, where you'll end up 5 years from now, will depend, as we've all learned from Dave Stoltzfus, on the books we read, the people who we associate with, and the CDs and material that we input into our mind. And it really is so crucial.
I must establish a regular schedule for my activity. Act on what is happening in the moment more than follow what I had written down on my plan for the day. So be a little bit harsher on myself, try to gear myself to go on what I had planned. And I think I need to do things to make me happy instead of people happy and doing things so much beyond my schedule allowed. I stay away from negative people and now come back to the positive people to recoup my spirit. I definitely need to create Nikan function instead of being a passive person all along all this year, being a passive person enjoying activity what others have put out.
Uh-huh.
So what Penny was saying, that somebody started want to have conversation about how look at us for the environment and how we improve our health. I had thought of that, and so I would like to know how you guys are doing, and perhaps I can learn that and communicate with your group. I think these are the things. Of course, the reading and studying the Bible is definite, and attending the Sunday school class every time, every Sunday, and some Sundays I skip, and that is not good.
I think you miss out, and you have to spend an extra couple of years in purgatory if you miss out on church. Isn't that how it works, Molly?
Well, I have a way of making it up, though. I'm a very good visitor teacher, so I find a reason to go to them and say, yeah, tell me a little bit about what you taught the Sunday before.
Right. Okay, well, thank you, Molly, for sharing that. I'm going to switch it up here, and Steve Kofoot's going to go next, and then Joe, and then we'll finish with Kathy. And for the sake of our listeners, so that we can be wrapped up by the top of the hour, because I'm just going to pull a fast one on you here, even though I said in my email that we'd finish up in 30 minutes. I should have modified that because I knew that this discussion would be very healthy and profitable, because there's certain things that each one of us are going to share that you're going to take from the perspective and say, you know, I need to do that too. I can do that. A simple tweak, a simple modification. And here's why, and Steve, so I hope you're ready here. Here is why most people don't set resolutions after doing it for 5 or 10 years as an adult, because they we get to the point by, you know, it's like you don't ever want to join a gym in January or February. Even if you have a membership, you don't even want to go because they're packed to the gills. Wait till March 1st. Then they're empty like they were the other 10 months of the year. But January and February, all gyms, all physical fitness clubs, and all workout facilities, they're packed to the gills because people set these resolutions and they're not attainable. They don't have a little checklist or a desired list of results that they're looking for, and they just, you know, some make some blanket statement like, you know, I'm going to lose 50 pounds this year. And if you don't have a little track to run on, okay, what do we need to do that? You know, and again, I keep focusing in on the healthy body, but it seems like with 65% of our population overweight, it's a huge area. So, Steve, what of the five pillars, which one, and I won't make the same mistakes twice here and say you're most out of balance, but which one are you most wanting to tweak, to modify, to be better?
You know, I've been sitting here during this whole call trying to figure out which one of the five pillars or that this particular thing fits in. So you're going to have to help me, okay?
Okay.
You know, as I look down the list, of course, the, you know, I'm just going to, just real fast, you know, I think about the healthy body and what life was like 2 years ago and what it is like now, and we got to make changes. I mean, just flat out, the decision has been made, we have to make changes. You know, when you go down about the healthy mind, it's always best if you study a little bit more, scriptures, good books, that kind of thing. With my family, I decided that I was going to pay attention to the wonderful creativeness of some of my daughters. They have these wonderful blogs that are just absolutely phenomenal, and I don't pay attention, and I should. So that's one of the things that I really have to and I just made a resolution that I was actually going to have start a blog of my own, and so that I could gauge 2 weeks, a month later of, you know, what my feelings were one day and, mm-hmm. and see if things have changed, have increased, have bettered, have gone just sour, which they shouldn't do. And so I can, so not only can I see it, but also that my family can understand maybe some of the things that makes their dad and husband tick.
Okay, sure. It's an arena of healthy communication and utilizing 21st century technology, or actually I guess it came out in the 20th century, sitting down and journaling via a blog, putting it in the computer. Okay, great.
You know, and that way, just like Molly said, people, you know, that care about you, that are wondering what you're doing, they can catch up on what you're doing, and it's just a good thing. The one that I really want to work on, and this is the one that I haven't figured out which one it fits in, whether it fits into society, or whether it fits into finances, and I think it really fits in both. Is like John Kalich, he had a goal to make 1 million friends. Well, this year I feel that I need to make 250 new friends. When you stop to think, 250 new friends sounds like a lot, but you know, maybe they're just going to be acquaintances. But there are times when you see people, you talk to people, you smile at people. Had a situation last night that was just so funny. Sitting at the train station waiting to come home, and the lady that I've seen for years, you know, walks up, stands there, you know, we're standing, you know, 10 feet apart, 5 feet apart, whatever it is, and someone else walks over and says, you know, that was maybe less than desirable, person that you, like, someone said you want to be away from negative people. Well, this particular person just personifies negativity all the way in every cross and skull that he has on his jacket and everything like that, you know. And she walks, you know, he walks up to her and starts to make a conversation. Well, she just sort of walks away, walks around, and comes back and stands next to me. And, you know, and we never talked before ever. And she leans over to me a couple minutes later after the guy wanders off and says, "Do you really think that I look like his type?" And it was really an interesting conversation all the rest of the way until she got off the train. You know, this person that I'd seen smiled at, she'd smiled back for, you know, years. We struck up a conversation, so we made a new friend.
Now, and, Steve, I have to ask you, not to interrupt you, but why 250? I have a calculation going in my brain of how you came up with that number, but share that with the group. Why 250 new friends this year?
Well, if you take 52.2 weeks times 5, that gives you 261. And I'm lazy, you know. So.
Oh, I'm cracking up because it's the same mathematical equation I came up with. Okay, I figured, you know, because most of us are out and about 5 days a week. Take out Saturday and Sunday. So 250 really is an attainable goal. And again, like you said, Steve, they may just simply be an acquaintance, which is fine. However, we don't understand the impact that we have on people when we say, okay, in the area of healthy, you know, mind or society, whatever one you want to put it into, that I want to increase my friendship base. Well, how do we do that? Well, let's look at the book of Proverbs, and it says if you want to have friends, and we drill this into our daughters all the time, you want to have friends, you must first show yourself friendly. And if we're not doing that, if we're not initiating it, if we're not making the first smile or making the first comment, you know, we did this the other day in the INS, you know, government office downtown getting fingerprinted, and we just happened to see another couple that looked like us, and we broke the ice, and sure enough, and we walked away the better because we initiated the conversation and met a wonderful couple. We'll probably not ever see them again, because I wasn't able to exchange information because I got pulled away to do my time slot, and then by the time I came back, anyways. But Steve, I really, really applaud you for making that, because I think that's something we all can do, is increase the friendship base.
Right, and you know,
I think Steve is a very, very friendly, so he is on his way to make 250 friends.
Well, you got the support of Molly. Okay, I want to go to Joe Decoff and then Kathy Clark while we still have a few minutes left here. Joe, what about for you and Bill? Sitting down, looking at the five pillars, what do you think?
Hi, this is Joe. Hi, this is Joe.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. I'm just in and out because I'm shuffling grandkids this morning. But I thought I would pay my 2 cents worth here real quickly before I have to do my next run. On the five pillars, I guess for myself personally, the healthy body, I've been to the Y 5 days this week, really working on that. And with the healthy mind, while I'm there, I say daily affirmations, and even almost sometimes as prayer time. And I do those, everything from scriptural passages, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, to with God everything is possible, whatever it might be. But I use these regular while I'm working out in the gym at the Y. So those are two big things with me, and I've got to run, but I just wanted to get those in. I'll let Joe finish.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
See, and we are getting balance. We're balancing even the grandchildren runs. So.
So, Joe, what about for you?
Well, since Bill's talking about taking the grandchildren, I'm going to talk about nurturing our healthy family pillar. And I honestly think we have a very, very good relationship, but you know, you can never say, I've graduated. So the thing that we're really trying to do is get even more on, what should I say, the level with, personal level with our grandchildren. So my big thing, I'm learning to text. Now, mind you, I'm really, really slow. But even Bill, who does not like technology, has texted his grandchildren too.
Okay, now, Joe, share with us why, you know, because some people will say texting is impersonable, but for time-wise, to give you the benefit and give you more time back into your schedule, why is texting so valuable?
Because that's how I can best relate at certain times with my grandchildren, as opposed to an email that they might look at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, I texted my granddaughter in Colorado, who is having some challenging times, and just said, how is it going? And she texted me instantly right back. She knew Grandma was thinking about her, and she knows Grandma prays for her. And mm-hmm. I can say that in a text, too, and have. So it's for those personal reasons. It's getting out of my comfort zone and into somebody else's comfort zone. And I also had a new consultant, and she wasn't answering. She said, you know, if you just text me, you know. Well, there you go. I didn't even have capability on my phone a year ago. And so I think, all right, I'm going to learn. I need to get with the times and at least know how to do it. I don't have to be an expert, but at least I need to know how to do that.
Absolutely.
So it's
very inexpensive. Most of us, if you go to your phone provider, very inexpensive to add to it. You know, I think ours is like $5 a month per phone to add unlimited texting. And it's a huge, just like Joe said, we have to get with the times. We have to face what our culture is doing. Otherwise, we're going to be hermits living in a cave. And we don't want to do that. It's not a valuable use of our time. And it's something, we don't have to be afraid of it. It's okay. It's just like the Internet when it came along. And years ago, people were like, oh, I don't know how to touch a computer. I don't even know how to turn it on, and give me my hammer. That's the best way I know how to deal with the computer, All these other comments that come. Kathy Clark.
And by the way, Vance, Janice is on.
Okay. You guys kill me. You just absolutely kill me.
I was doing the grandchildren thing here in Texas, and my other cell phone dropped off until I got back over to the house, and so I got on a landline.
Yeah, whatever reason you guys give, it all works, I guess. You know, I just, you know, you keep me on my toes, forcing me to never know who's going to be on or what the agenda is going to look like. So, Janice, we'll come back to you, and I do want to be done at the top of the hour for the sake of our group here listening. Kathy.
Yep, I can do this.
Go for
Short
it.
Time.
What do you? Which one is the most, or do you have two that you're focusing in on that you want to tweak?
Well, what I want to tweak the most was the finances, building the business. And how I'm doing that is I've been working on every area throughout the year. I think almost everybody knows that. But what I'm doing is I'm allowing all of those pillars to work together so that they show the balance.
Oh, there you go.
You know, I was sort of, you know, holding each one had its own little division. And I realized that if I wanted to look like the type of wellness consultant that others would want to be, I needed to allow my pillars to work together. So I'm reading a little more. I'm listening a little more. Working out a little more. I mean, everything's just tweaked a little, but I'm allowing them to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a 21 club going right now. Because of this, we have people in here constantly, and we've just set up two workshops for the next two Saturdays as well.
There you go.
But everything's in balance.
Okay. Very, very crucial, and I hope that we all, if nothing else, that's the one thing. It takes, Kathy, a concentrated effort to slow down long enough to see that, right?
It does, you know, and having the snacks ready and sitting there for an hour, hour and a half when Olivia comes home from school is just as important as depositing the check in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. And as Joe was talking about doing things differently to have that time with either kids or grandkids, even if we don't have any kids or grandkids in our life, or that's not a part of our daily routine, there are certain things where we have to stop for a second, and because, you know, when the girls get home, you know, McKenna is one of those that, you know, you can ask her a zillion questions about school, and she'll respond with fine, good, okay, yeah, whatever. Emily, oh my goodness sakes, if I don't give, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes of concentrated, focused energy, she will go on for the entire evening with all this experiences, and you know, so and so said this, and then Mrs. Shaw responded this way, and then we built these, and then we did these, and you know, yeah. And she's handing me papers at the same time. Oh, can we do this? Or then she's going back to the, you know, and I'm just like, holy smokes, you know. No wonder why this kid sleeps so hard and snores, you know, like clear coat, you know, old growth timber being sawn down like a chainsaw. It's because her mind is going, you know, 100 miles a minute. So I have to, every single day, when I hear that door open, literally walk away from whatever I'm doing, or if I'm outside, you know, stop and take a few minutes to allow that processing to happen. And it's a huge thing, and it's just a small tweak, again, but it allows everything to stop.
We say that this is a home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot be going so crazy in our business that we allow it to destroy our home.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that a lot with people in network marketing or direct sales. I've seen that a lot. And I didn't want to do that because my family and my home and my peace of mind and what I do in society is every bit as important to me as the money.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's what I'm tweaking.
Good. Good. Thank you, Kathy. Okay, Janice.
Well, I really made that just perfectly. I had a phone call coming in here that I had to take. Hey, I really appreciate the making 250 cent bends. I thought that was really good from Steve, you know, to work on something like that. And for me, it's health and finances. Those are the two. And to make it real short, and because I know we're running short here at the top of the hour, does anybody working up any kind of a, like a log that they have that sort of to keep track of how am I doing? I mean, I've been thinking about this and I'm saying, how in the heck am I going to do that? You know, just a some kind of a checklist or something. I don't know. Somebody else may be a little bit weird like me and like lists and stuff. But
Denise, I think the simple way to answer your own question is take the five pillars on the left side of a page and put them in column form. And, you know, I don't know if you'd do it daily. You could, but come up with this spreadsheet. And I don't even know if it has to be a spreadsheet. You can even do it handwritten. But map out and just, you know, so you could put a box or, you know, a check mark or an X or did I do what I want to do? And then maybe down below list out the areas that you want to work on each five. And then that way every day you just put a little X on there and say, yep, I did it. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's like an accountability sheet because we are our own best accountability partners.
Right.
And we are the only ones that know whether or not we're really giving it 100% or, you know, or we're kind of giving it, you know, halfway or, you know, three quarters of the way, or we're not really giving it any emphasis at all. You know, if I'm not dialed in to what I should be focusing on, and Joe made a comment, it was either last week or a couple weeks ago, is that a lot of times we can fill our lives with activity to make ourselves feel better, but is it really affecting what we need to be working on?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we could, you know, say, well, I, you know, I didn't eat any ice cream today, but I did, you know, have 10 of those dark chocolate Hershey Kisses. Okay, so that, you know, it's a justification principle. That's not going to, that's, you know, Proverbs talks a lot about that. It's, you know, the fool, you know, says this, but actually is doing this, you know, and we become sluggards and very foolish as a result. So, Denise, in the area of health and finances, and I know that you're taking an active role in both, and when you keep those in the forefront of your mind, that these are where I need to be working on, I think, as I just mentioned what Joe had said, let's not fall prey to justifying things that are merely activity.
Yeah, and I'm good at that.
Yeah, I mean, you and me both. We're in a lot of, all of us are, you know, guilty in some way of doing things that are activities. For me, it's like clearing my desk so it looks organized. And all I really do is pile it up into, you know, different piles or put it into different files. And I really didn't deal with the issue. Either throw it away or utilize it and move on. So many times we can feel like we're accomplishing something and we're just really delaying it till later. You know, get the job done, especially when it comes to the bulk of what we need to be focusing in on, as Steve said, is increasing the friendship base. Get out there to make the contacts, to follow up with phone calls, to set the appointments, and do what we need to do to increase the area of finances. You know, we can run the numbers a million different ways, but we all know, as I said at the very beginning of the call, if we just talked to introduce one new person a month, where would our business be 12 months from now? Well, we'd have $13,000 accumulated in earnings if we just introduced one new person a month, one new friend that said, yep, I'd like to do that. I'd like to invest $100 into my life. Well, let me teach you how to do the same. This month, you just do your own. Next month, you know, I was sharing this with a new wellness consultant that's about to join us, and the response was, well, what if I talk to two a month? I said, well, that's entirely up to you. But again, it's if we want to increase the healthy finances, we've got to increase the friendship base. And that's really all it is making new friends. So, Janice, Joe, Steve, Kathy, Penny, Molly, I don't think I missed anybody, right? Thank you, guys. And Bill and William, Mr. Taxi Driver for today. Thank you, guys, for sharing. I know this was beneficial for me. I've got stuff written down that I know that I need to tweak and modify, and I hope that we all can walk away with it the same and do the same thing, because 2009 and the beginning of every year doesn't have to be just another time of setting resolutions or goals or putting benchmarks out there, things we want to hope to attain, but things that we can tangibly do it, and there's an accountability. And maybe you heard something on the call today that someone said something and you'd want to connect with them. Well, email me or call me, and I'll do my best to get you in contact with that person, and maybe an accountability relationship will be sparked as a result, or as a result of today. Maybe that's what it takes. But I really, really want to encourage, and let me read the quote today, read it again from today. Dreaming about a thing in order to do it properly is right, but dreaming about it when we should be doing it is wrong. We have to put feet to our goals, feet to our resolutions, feet to the tweaks, the tweaking of the five pillars and the modifications. We need to put feet to them so that they will become in motion, and so that even a month from now, we can look back and say, you know, things are different today because I did that. And a year from now, we can look back and say, yeah, things are 100% different in all five areas. And I am living a life, as Kathy said, I am modeling a life of balance so that people can see and they want to be a part of this. So you guys, thank you so much for sharing. And thank you guys for listening and joining the call. Look forward to chatting with you next week. Same time, same place. Check the emails to find out what's coming next. And again, if you missed anything or you want to go back, go to growingandwellness.com to catch the recording. And Brad has been editing those and getting them up for a 36-hour window following the call. So you want to take that in the best you can and utilize that. And if you've got people that you know that could have benefited from this, well, point them that direction. And they will benefit as a result. So you guys, thank you for a very, very stimulating discussion, and want to wish everybody a wonderful Happy New Year. And Merry Christmas, by the way. What was it? Wednesday in Ethiopia was Christmas. They celebrated a few days after we do. So Merry Christmas to everybody again late if you happen to celebrate Christmas Ethiopian style, which you probably don't. But we'll talk to you next Saturday. Have a fantastic weekend. Bye-bye for now.
Do that. Bye.